Do you enjoy playing relaxing puzzle games on your phone? I do. It's even better when they're free and you can collect prizes along the way. Welcome to Two Dots. I have been playing Two Dots to relax my mind, unwind, and there's something very methodical about it. The premise of the game is you connect dots horizontally, vertically, but never diagonally. And you head from level to level. And as I mentioned, you do collect points along the way if you are into that. More than 5,000 puzzles to keep you engaged and relaxed after a very long day. Uniquely designed challenges, game modes, and levels to choose from based on what adventure you are into. And by the way, you can download it for free right now on your Android phone or iOS. I also like the color template of this game. It's giving me very like pastel-y vibes. So yeah, I think you're going to enjoy it too. If you are ready to kick back and unwind, download Two Dots for free on Android and iOS and start connecting.
You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
David Yontif, this is the traveling podcast show. I am in Maine. I'm closer to you in the Hamptons.
Oh my gosh.
There's no place better to be in the summer. I mean, truly, like the Hamptons is the best. But Maine's a good spot in the summer. It's kind of trendy. It's a little high class. Some places, I mean, where I am, it's like low class. You know, I mean, I think I'm currently looking at a couple of trailers. But you know, I mean, we all start somewhere.
We all start somewhere. And listen, you know, just because I enjoy the fancy back roads of the Hamptons and having the Countess down the street, it doesn't mean it's for everyone. It doesn't mean I'm better than anyone. Some people prefer, you know, a different locations.
I just want to know if you've run into Ina Garten, because I want to go to Ina Garten and Jeffrey's farm and have like a fabulous margarita with that girl. Like, have you seen her in her little Mini Cooper?
You know what? Everyone asks me about her out of all the people.
I know, right?
No, I haven't run into her. I ran into Daddy. Did I tell you how I ran into Daddy Cone again and Bruce Bozzi? Did I tell you this story?
At the party, first of all, he looked great. Andy looked like he was flirting up a storm. I mean, Andy's a genius anyway, but.
I mean, listen, so Bruce Bozzi has been on this podcast. It's a great episode. Everyone should listen. Really, Bruce Bozzi is, I mean, Bruce Bozzi is married to the head of like CAA. So like the man owns CAA. Like he's like best friends with like Madonna. So Bruce is like loaded. He's also hot, but like, he's also, I mean, his husband, his ex-wife is Carrie Fisher. Like his daughter is Billy Lord. Bruce is no joke. And he is literally the most down to earth human being. So I waited until, I just never feel like talking to Andy Cohen when he's out and about. Isn't that awful? So I waited until Bruce Bozzi was alone. And then I just was like, hey, he's like, of course I know who you are. I'm like, you don't. He's like, how many podcasts do you think I do? But I don't feel like talking to Andy when I see him out. I don't feel like talking to a lot of Bravo people when I see them out. I'll be honest with you.
I know. Well, I can understand that. I can totally understand that.
I just don't feel like, you know, this is where it happens. And my loyalty is towards the people of this podcast. And I don't really want to account for my words, you know?
I get it. And, you know, I mean, your podcast, as we've seen, comes up on Daddy Cohen's show, on Jeff Lewis's show, in the New York Post. I mean, Daddy Cohen knows who you are. And, you know, I mean, honestly, you should speak to him because you really help him. I mean, you keep the ratings going. You keep people interested. You keep, you know, I mean, what we do, a lot of people think, oh, what you do is trash or whatever. But I mean, people do know without all of us having conversations, without people being loyal listeners, without us. And I always find it's just mindless entertainment and it's wonderful. Without us, I mean, these shows have no buzz. Like we should, they ought to be giving us, you know how YouTube gives out awards when you get a certain amount of subscribers, or the Razzie gives out like the worst actors.
Yeah. I mean,
should give out.
There are podcast awards. There are, like.
Yeah, but they're not like, I don't know. I don't think they.
Nobody knows about them. Yeah, no, I know.
It's like iHeartRadio podcast awards. I mean, does any? Could you name anyone that's won? No. One cares.
Nobody cares. I mean, I don't know if Daddy Cohn sees it that way, that I'm helping him so much. So I'm going to wait until, and like Tom Felicia from Queer Eye has been on my show and he was there. I spoke to him. Tyler Whitman from Million Dollar Listing was there. So I have a lot of run-ins out here. I turn on a blind eye when I see Daddy Cohn, but Bruce Bozzi is wonderful. But speaking of my show being mentioned, here's the thing. I feel that like maybe I'm trying to be dragged into this new feud with Kelly Dodd, who's mentioning me. I've gotten so many DMs that people are like, you know, Kelly Dodd is trashing you on. So here's the thing. Bronwyn came on my show, Bronwyn Wyndham Burke, and gave an interview, a two-part interview, just like every other housewife. We've had Tamara on. We've had Vicky on. We've had Heather Dubrow. Isn't Heather Dubrow Kelly's like arch enemy? Heather Dubrow has been on twice. And
but did Heather say anything about Kelly when Heather was on? Because that's where this all gets.
Well, it's a very good question. So, I mean, mind you, Bronwyn said a lot of things. She said Bravo doesn't care about employees. You know, they don't care about our well-being. They just want ratings. I mean, she said a lot about Tamara. Like, I mean, this wasn't like let's bash Kelly. I mean, I have like 8,000 DMs here from Kelly, which I'm not going to read, but I might have to just read them quietly to refresh my memory. But so, yeah. So look, Kelly wasn't happy with what Bronwyn, I guess, said that Kelly revealed her address on air. Now, mind you, this is at the end of like an hour and a half chat. To me, the headline is like, Bravo doesn't care about us. There was a lot of headlines, and I guess some publication picked up that Kelly Dodd reveals Broadwood's address. I didn't even know about this. And then I get this DM from Kelly and then she's not happy. So here's my thing. Can we just back up for a minute? This is really the dumbest question. What, like, okay, if you're going to dox someone, why is that such a bad thing? I really don't understand. Like, if you're my enemy and we're going to sling mud, I'll reveal everything I know about you. I'll reveal text messages. I'm a lawyer. I'll get dirty. So I don't even understand like why Kelly is so mad. I also don't understand why it's a headline, but why is it so bad to dox someone? That's a stupid question, baby.
It is a huge back and forth. I mean, this always goes back to, we've said it numerous times on these podcasts that we do together. Kelly is a busy woman. She's restoring a house. She has a popular podcast. She's just newly married for the most part with Rick Leventhal. She has a daughter. Why the fuck are any of these people taking the time to listen to everything that we have to say about, you know, or even in this case, this is Bronwyn's opinion. I mean, these DMs from Kelly to you about how upset she is and how you should be defending her name. I get in trouble like this too, not to the level that you're at, but I just think like, I thought you handled it really well to her. You were like, look, we did an entire interview. You know, she never said anything. This was, and it was really over. Yes. Kelly feels like Bronwyn exposed her address. Kelly used a fake home in shooting because, and why was that? There was a reason they didn't show.
Well, like, and also, you know, like the Kardashians have used a fake home. Like it's a common theme. It's like, so I guess I don't even know that. I guess Kelly, like Rick had enough sense of like, cause he was on Fox to say like, let's not show the outside of our house, you know? And so I guess Bronwyn did, but I still don't even understand. And then we'll get into some more things. I don't even understand. Like, why is it so bad if you dox someone? I mean, everyone's probably rolling their eyes and shaking right now. And let me just say another thing. Let me just say something else. Unlike when I've had a feud with Jill Zarin in the past and Teddy, that fucking melon ball, I will say I have Stockholm syndrome when it comes to Kelly. I'm not mad at Kelly. I'm not upset. Like, Kelly's in a fight with herself. I'm not in a fight with her. I love you, Kelly. Like, this isn't me being scared in the fucking corner. Cause like I said, I'm a lawyer and people don't scare me. Like, I don't understand. Like, Kelly could. And then where I draw the line is when she'll say like, you know, you should defend me. You had me and Rick on. I did have her and Rick on. It was great. I've never received so much hate in my life because they talked about their opinions on masks and vaccinations. And that's fine.
You say that to her. You say that to her in and your response back to her, that I can't, I let you come on, I let you speak your entire truth.
And I want Kelly and Rick back on. I like them. I just feel, I don't understand the, I mean, my show is when I have you on, it is your hour. Kelly and Rick can speak whatever truth they would like to speak. And when Bronwyn's on and Vicky's on and whoever's on, it's there. It's not, that is not my show. My show is to ask questions and you can speak your truth. And so, you know, look, Bronwyn says this is true. Kelly says it isn't. I don't even want to get into that. I just don't understand. You know, Kelly's like, I should defend you. That's not really my show. That's where I draw the line. It's like, that's Bronwyn's opinion. I didn't say it. And I mean, I still don't understand why it's so bad to dox someone. Why is that so bad? Again, if you and I are in a thing and we're going to sling mud, I will pull out every fucking stop and I'll do it all. So I don't even think it's that bad. So that's the first thing. So that's that. I took some notes from this little chat that Kelly and Rick had. Rick started, I have more of a problem with Rick. Rick started it and said, Bronwyn did some other podcast. Bro, you were on the damn podcast. So you know just who I am. So let's not try to downplay that you know me. So there you go, Rick. Love you still. Then this whole doxing thing. Then Kelly says, you know, she was on that guy, David, under the velvet rope. His voice is so annoying. So really, I'm the one that should be upset at this point because Kelly is saying that I have an annoying voice. That's what she said on her thing. I agree with you. I actually agree with Kelly. I think I have a horrible voice. I think I have a really annoying voice. I can't listen to this podcast. Editing and listening to it back and preparing it to go out to the world, there's nothing that I hate more. You know, so I actually agree with Kelly. I have a horrible voice. It's annoying. I agree with you.
It stands out.
Oh my gosh.
Can I just tell you, I love Kelly and Rick too. I've reached out to them and asked them to be on my show. Rick has never agreed to do it. It's fine. But I love Kelly. I loved Kelly from the start. I love her fashion. I love her makeup. I love her. She's stunning. I love a lot of things about Kelly. So I'm with you.
And this isn't me kissing her ass. And by the way, can I just decide when I had my feud with Joel Zarin and then I apologized to Joel Zarin on air the week after. Yeah. Someone DM'd me and said, I have never laughed so hard. I loved when you told Joel Zarin to go fuck herself on air. And then I just listened to the follow-up episode. I have no respect for you anymore. You are a weak man with a small dick. How can you apologize to that woman? So nobody makes me do anything. You know, this isn't me being afraid of Kelly Dodd. I too love Kelly. So you could say I have an annoying voice. I agree with you. I'm not upset. I mean, you know, you seemed a little tipsy, girl, but that's cool. That's why we like you. You know, here's the thing. At least Kelly is a real fucking human being in there. Do you know what I mean? At least she's sloppy. She at least it's real. It's an emotion and she's feeling it at the time. But I do agree. I have a horrible voice. Here's two more things that they said that I would like to address. She then went on to say he also had this other person, Tom Arnold, on from Roseanne, and he spoke bad about me that I kissed him. That's not speaking bad about you, sweetheart. I mean, he said you guys kissed. I mean, that's he didn't say you were a bad kisser. So I think he actually said you were hot. So I don't think he really spoke bad of you. He said that you know, were a hot woman that he kissed. And here's the thing. She also said, number four point, who listens to that guy? Well, Kelly, here's the problem that I now have.
A lot.
I mean, you also DM'd me months ago asking, like, saying that, you know, you can't even stand listening to this particular episode because there were so many ads in it. So, you know, the ads are not there. There's not 9 ads. And you can ask these listeners how annoyed they are with all the ads. You know, I'm in the Hamptons at my Hamptons estate, and I don't leave the Hamptons in the summer, but I would like to say Kelly and Rick can come and visit. Ramona, your good friend, lives down the street. You can stay with her. I have a second bedroom. Kelly and Rick, you guys can stay with me. If you want to bring the books and get into it and see who listens to me, and we can compare that model to your private Patreon and your YouTube, and you want to see who listens to me versus who listens to you and who has more listeners, we can do that. My Hamptons house is open. You are invited for the weekend. I will get vodka. I will get tequila. I will get everything. So I'm not sure that who listens to me is the correct statement because we can compare the numbers and numbers don't lie. That's the only problem I have with anything she said. Other than that, I love you, Kelly. I love you, Rick. You're in a feud with yourself because you're not in a feud with me. And I'm not sure this is the last time someone will be on my show that will say that's something horrible about Kelly. There's a lot of people from the OC that have said great things about Kelly. So, I mean, we can go pull those episodes too. I like her, but I mean, I'm not going to censor guests. Go on.
Well, I just feel like all of these individuals from various reality shows, we have you and I go back and forth. We have this issue all the time is you guys are, you've put yourselves on a reality television show. Do you think that people are not going to have opinion? We're now 20 years into the reality television unscripted world. Okay. This is 20 years ago from when we had Jessica Simpson and Nick Lachey and The Simple Life and, you know, the Osbournes. Okay. If you are going on fucking reality TV, you want people to talk about you. I think Kelly and Rick's strategy with everybody that says that even has their names in their mouths is just to come at them and see if they, I hate the word bullying because now that's like everybody says everybody's a bully now. You know, that's like another buzz term. You and I are grown people in business, so they're not bullying you or anybody, but I think there's.
I'm not afraid of anybody in this world. I am a lawyer. I swear to you, I am financially independent. I don't need to work. I am a lawyer. If you want to come at me and really make this a thing, I will fucking destroy you. When I see red, I will destroy you. I've said this before. Having said that, I am in no feud with Kelly Dodd. I like her.
I think their strategy is if they think that they can, you know, contact you, harass you, whatever, into always speaking good of them. I think they're going to try to do that. I mean, I think they're two very, very outspoken people. And if they, like anybody in their realm, they think they can control what is said about them, I think they're going to try.
I'm on a customer service kick right now. Customer service means so much to me. And Uplift Desk has a 4.9 Google rating on their customer service and thousands of five-star reviews. Oh my God, sign me up. Actually, I already own their stuff, so I'm here. Go to upliftdesk.com and use the promo code TSFS right now to save 5% off your entire order. This company is so customer service based. You can do everything by customizing the color, the type of top material you want for your desk. Schman has their standing desk and I have their ergonomic Invoke chair, which I love. My foot pain has gone away. My back pain has gone away from using their products. Go and check them out. If you've never heard of them, you're about to fall in love. Go to upliftdesk.com and use the promo code TSFS for 5% off your order. That's upliftdesk.com to get 5% off your entire order with the promo code TSFS. Ask me one word to describe Hungry Root, a weekly meal kit subscription box. Delightful. You want your life back? Order Hungry Root. And right now, Sarah Fraser Show listeners are getting 40% off your first delivery and free veggies for life. What do I love about Hungry Root box kit service so much is because they have 10-minute meals. I am so over meal kits where you do so much chopping and mixing. Hungry Root allows you to mix and match. So if you enjoy doing that, you can do it, but they even have 10 and 15-minute meals. Get ready to have your life back and eat healthy. Plus, you can pick keto, or if you love meat like I do, bring on the meat lovers, baby. Right now, Hungry Root is offering TSFS listeners 40% off your first delivery and free veggies for life. Just go to hungryroot.com/TSFS to get 40% off your first delivery and get your free veggies. That's hungryroot.com/TSFS. And don't forget to use our link so they know that I sent you. Are you trying to conceive? Have you tried a lot of things, don't know a reliable supplement to take? Well, I'm introducing you to You Natural. It's spelled EU Natural. They're on Amazon and they have a conception for her formula and a conception for him, which by the way, has over 23,000 five-star reviews on Amazon. And now I'm taking it. Very easy to take because, you know, sometimes multivitamins are tough. Well, this one is awesome. Has a great vanilla flavor. I take it with food. And right now when you go to Amazon and you buy any You Natural product or their bundle, put in the code FRASER20, get 20% off. I'm so excited for you guys to be on this journey with me to conceive, and this can give you the extra boost that you need. So order right now. Check out EU You Natural on Amazon and use code Frasier20 to get 20% off their conception bundle or your entire order. That's EU Natural on Amazon, or follow the link on our website for 20% off the conception bundle with the promo code Frasier, F-R-A-S-E-R-2-0, Frasier20. Are you trying to lose weight and keep it off for good? If you were like me, I have done every fad diet under the sun, and I started dieting when I was just 12 years old. I gained and lost 150 pounds from the ages of 12 to 28 when I finally got off the yo-yo dieting train. Well, if I had known of Dr. Applin and MyOptimalBody.com, my life would have been a lot easier, and I would have resolved my weight issues without doing drugs like Ozempic. Fine if you're on them, but if they're not working for you or you don't want to try them, MyOptimalBody.com has incredible success rates. Go to their website, check out their reviews, and see people who have had lasting weight loss change. Visit MyOptimalBody.com to request an appointment. Be sure to let them know that the Sarah Frasier Show sent you so you can qualify for a free personalized assessment plus a free 30-day supply of their gut repair product when you sign up for their customized plan. Again, that's MyOptimalBody.com to request an appointment. Go there now and let me know what you think.
And by the way, thank you. Thank you for mentioning me. Thank you for speaking about me. I'm okay with it. I'm okay. And I do agree with her. My voice annoys the fuck out of me. Listening to this podcast makes my ears bleed.
I like it. And I think it's out. Like, if you had this, you know, deep masculine voice, I mean, we'd sound like everybody else, you know? I mean, people know your voice.
I think you're right.
I think they do. So it's, you know what? It's a shame, because I actually think, you know, look, it's not a shame in the sense, like, it's great publicity for you. It's great for Bronwyn. It's great for Kelly. Like, everybody wins when there's these feuds. But I think in a way, like, behind the scenes, and I'm sure she'll come back on your show at some point, she and Rick should have you on their show 100%. That would be
I thought of that. I mean, I thought of that. Like, I wasn't going to suggest it. I think she's, like, upset with me still, but yeah, I'd like to go on their show, and I'll promote it, and they can come on my show. It's like,
I just think you're a Kelly stan, really. And I feel like of all people to come after, like, you weren't the one. Like, I just think that you actually do like Kelly. And I feel like that soundbite of all the things that the guests that you've had, like, no one really cared until she made that a thing. Like, no, I don't think that many people, you get a ton of DMs. I don't think that many people were in your DMs about the whole address.
No, I mean, Bronwyn said a lot of other stuff that got picked up. I didn't even know that this was a thing. I was like, listen, I know my trained ear hears something that's going to be a big thing. I stay on it. This just, like, went over my head when Bronwyn said this. It was like, okay, great. I still don't understand what's so wrong about doxing someone. I will stand by that. I mean, what? Well, I don't understand. Like, you're revealing someone's information. Okay. But this person is coming at you. So why can't you do that? What's wrong about that? Like, if you and I were in a big fight and we fell out and we were never going to record again, why can't I be like, and this dumb bitch is in Maine and look at where she is and here's her ad. Like, I mean, why is that so bad? I'm putting your life in jeopardy.
Okay. Again, I think of all the interview that you had with Bronwyn, nobody was paying attention to this part until Kelly made it a big
although thing. It did get a headline in Heavy Mag and some other, that's where it became.
Okay. Well, I will say this. I do think, I feel like kids and exposing someone's address. I mean, I
you
do
think it's bad. Okay.
I do, because I think you have people that are so unstable now in this world. I mean, I think they're capable of anything. And, you know, Kelly and Rick, I do get, like, they have their very strong opinions. And I mean, there's some crazy people that might disagree with them, you know.
But you're scaring me. I mean, I'm not, you know, no. When I'm in the city, I've always said this. When I'm in the city with my doorman, I feel like but you know, when I first got out here this summer to the Hamptons in May, the first month, I was like, I'm fucking scared. Like, a house scares me. That's like, have you ever watched Scream or any of these? I'm in the center of a lot of things in Sag Harbor, but, like, I mean, it's scary. So you're like scaring me that all these haters of mine are going to come fucking kill me.
No, I mean, look, if you don't own that house, so it's a different situation. It's probably going to be harder for people to find. You know, if you own a home publicly, I mean, the reality is anybody that really wants to find you can find you. It happens to celebrities all the time. I get what Kelly is saying on that front.
Okay, see, well, that's why I'm asking, because I don't really understand.
You know, I get what she's saying. You know, they don't live in a gated community. You know, it's a whole thing. So I understand that. But anyway, I think just making it a bigger deal than what it was draws more attention. And you are a Kelly fan, so I hate to see that. But I do understand her point. And
I'm just like, wait, like when I
her point on the address, I don't think that you as an interviewer should be always defending Kelly and Rick on points.
Or anyone else. You know what I right. mean? Like, again, I personally have never received so much hate on any guests. Possibly. I think Kelly and Rick were my number one just because of what we talk. I just don't want to talk about politics or COVID. I have my own views. Nobody really knows them. I've never talked about them and nor will I. But I'm okay with that. I loved having them on and I really defended that. I was like, Kelly is a human being. She can say whatever the fuck she wants. She could have any view that she wants. And by the way, Kelly and Rick are not the only people that feel a certain way about a mask or a vaccine. There's 50% of the country agrees, or the US or the world agrees with them. So let's not. And by the way, let me also say, since I'm all about telling about my DMs, when Kelly and Rick were on and I got all the hate comments, I can't tell you how many DMs I got that are like, yes, yes, you let, that's right. Their views on masks are correct. Their views are like, so, you know, I mean, I just don't like talking about that stuff. I was like, this bus has jaded. Normally I have control of that bus. Like when I had Gloria Allred, the lawyer on, I was like, yes, ma'am. I am afraid if you, Kelly and Rick drove that damn bus off the highway. I was like, I have no control of this show anymore. But I mean, I'm not backtracking. I loved having them on. It was a great show. And like, I'm thrilled to have them back and I would love to go on their show. So my point is like, I ain't in a fight with them. Like, unlike that Mellencamp or whatever the hell her name is. You know, that's someone that's like, please, girl, like, give me a break. But, you know, I'm like, Kelly, like, I'm not fighting with you because I actually like you. And so there you go.
I hope you guys can make up because I do feel like, you know, the interview you did with them was really amazing. It was their first interview, you know, publicly outside of their own podcast. I think people had really great opinions on both sides about it. And she, you know, kind of spoke her truth about Bravo pick and choosing who they want to fire based on different things. And so I thought it was really great. I hope you guys can come to a good spot because I do think you being on their show would be amazing. And I actually see you guys being friendly in real life. So hopefully.
And also, like, you know, with all of this talk, like we start getting into like, you know, okay, like Nene Leakes is probably on like the do not use list. I mean, you sued the network and Andy, like, why isn't Kelly being, you know, listen, I understand, you know, she's has views, but like, why isn't, I mean, we're on Girls Trip 3 now. Like if this is obviously a thing, you know, where's 4 and 5? I mean, are we going to start repeating? There's only so many ex-housewives, right? So 6 times 3, 18. Yeah, we're 100. I mean, we're taking current housewives too, but like, where's Kelly's name? Like she could be in the mix for a Girls Trip. Like, I don't think they're calling Carol Raswell. I mean, she was on my show. I think anyone, look, it's notorious that Andy has said Jill Zarin is an annoying person. And then she taped him. I mean, she's back in the mix and now she's going to be at an OG show. Like, I don't think there's any bridge burnt at Bravo for anyone except Nene.
Nene and
who else?
Kelly, maybe.
You think? I don't think so.
I think Kelly poses a contradiction for them. You know, we all remember, I mean,
yeah,
Kelly,
but you have Vicki Gumbelson screaming on the top of her lungs that like the vaccine's going to kill people. I mean,
they got into that on the
yeah.
You know, Kelly, Vicki's anti-vax.
But that's what I mean. Like, I mean, I don't really see Kelly as being anything different than anyone else. I mean, Brandy Glanville, I mean, every word out of her mouth is something. Like, I don't know. I think eventually Kelly's name is going to be thrown in there and that's going to be an explosive girls trip, right?
I think you're right. That's true. I think she could be back for sure. Because I think what you're right. I mean, Jill Zarin's back. Now, I don't know. I mean, but maybe because, I mean, really when it comes down to it, Kelly says she was fired because she's a Trump supporter. And she wore the Drunk Wives Matter hat, right?
Which she was fined for, yeah.
She was fined for. So yeah, she'll probably be back. Because I guess in the grand scheme of things, right?
I mean, we have lots of people doing things like that and having the same political views as her. Who cares? You know,